July Conversations, what we've been working on this month.
At our July steering group meeting, we discussed a range of projects aimed at making York a more accessible and inclusive city. From improving transport access to developing new ways for disabled people to share their experiences, here's what we've been working on.
Reaching more disabled people in York.
We're creating a new recruitment flyer to help more people discover York Disability Rights Forum and get involved in our work.
With around 400 members but many thousands of disabled people living in and connected to York, we know there are many voices we haven't reached yet. We're working to produce inclusive and accessible publicity materials to give more people the opportunity to connect with us.
A new survey to shape our priorities.
One of our biggest projects at the moment is developing a new survey for disabled people who live, work, or study in York.
The survey will ask about people's experiences of accessibility, the barriers they encounter, what makes a difference to life, and what changes they'd most like to see. It will also highlight what's working well, so we can learn from positive examples across the city. We'll be sharing this survey widely through local organisations and community networks. The more people who take part, the better we'll understand the issues that matter most to disabled people in York.
Making information more accessible.
We're continuing conversations with City of York Council about making information easier to access. One area of discussion has been the use of audio content alongside written information. We're encouraged that the idea has been well received, and it's especially positive to hear from YDRF members who have already found our audio content helpful.
Progress on accessible transport.
There's been some welcome progress on transport and street access. The Council has approved the Rougier Street bus gate trial, which will begin in January. Following ongoing engagement by YDRF's Access Group, Blue Badge holders and Hackney carriages will be exempt from the restrictions. This is an important outcome that recognises the need for disabled people to access the city independently. The Access Group is also continuing to engage with plans for York Central, including proposals for the new pedestrian and cycle bridge, and is preparing to respond to the Combined Authorities consultation on the region's future transport strategy.
Alongside this, work continues on a disability exclusion map and the Blue Badge Baywatch campaign, both of which aim to identify and tackle barriers that prevent disabled people from accessing communities.
Accessible housing. At the latest Learning Disability Partnership board meeting, we heard about proposals for new accessible homes planned for York. The designs include accessible homes and green spaces, which is encouraging. However, there are still important questions about who the homes will be available to and what support people living there will receive. We'll continue to follow the project and advocate for clarity as the plans develop. Supporting neurodivergent communities.
We're delighted that new steering group member Samuel has been selected to join a local funding panel supporting neurodivergent community projects.
This is a great opportunity to help ensure disabled people's perspectives are reflected in decisions about future community funding.
Looking ahead.
There's plenty to look forward to over the coming months.
Quiet Pride takes place on 6th of August, and we'll be discussing plans for York Disability Week at our September meeting.
We're also keeping a close eye on national developments that affect disabled people, including the government's review of personal independence payment, PIP, and the implications of the recent Supreme Court ruling relating to safeguards for some people who are assessed as lacking mental capacity. Read or listen to more about this in an article on our blog, written by steering group member Tash.
As always, thank you to everyone who contributes their time, knowledge, and lived experience to YDRF's work. Every campaign, conversation, and project helps move us closer to a York where disabled people can participate fully and equally in everyday life.
What's your view?
The work we do is stronger when it's informed by disabled people and our allies across York.
If you'd like to know more about anything in this update, have an idea you'd like to share, or are interested in getting involved, please contact us.
We'd also love you to leave a comment below, whether it's a question, a suggestion, or your own experience. Every conversation helps build a stronger, more connected community.